Charles, welcome to Tim and Sid. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Word is, you're coming to Toronto over the next couple of days. Is this true?
No, man. I was just giving everybody a hard time. I love your city, though. I come up there during the summer, hang out with my man Rod Black, man.
We've got enough Rod Black shout-outs. The story goes that I've heard that Rod Black bought you your first tie. Is this true or a fallacy?
You know, I don't remember that. First of all, it's not like he picked up a lot of bills. You know, first of all, you guys better not let me down. I'm the only people pick y'all to beat the Nets. Y'all can't let me down. You're a little nervous in game one. You play a little bit better in game two. Now I'm expecting you to really relax tomorrow.
Well, I mean, Charles, the reason people are a little nervous, though, and I didn't want to get into this too soon. There's a feeling up here that maybe from a respect level, some breaks won't go the Raptors' way. Have you heard any of that talk? Can you understand it? Do you think it's a bunch of malarkey?
I don't know. I don't think you got to make your own breaks. You got to make your own breaks, man. I don't think you can sit around and hope. I think that, like I say, they play really nervous in game one. But like I say, they played bad and still had a chance to win. They played better in game two. They haven't played really well yet. And I think all they got to do is win one of the next two games in Brooklyn, and I think they'll be fine. But they need to win one of the next two games.
All right,
you make your own breaks. You can't sit around and hope for breaks. You got to make your own breaks.
We've been playing clips all day long of you in January saying the Raptors would be the 3 seed. You were indeed correct. They were the 3 seed. Kenny, by the way, said for sure Brooklyn was going to be the 3 seed, but I'm not going to throw there. You said that Toronto would win a round. Are you still confident that Toronto's going to win the round?
I still think they're going to beat Brooklyn. Like I say, you know, you never know how teams are going to react in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You never know how, especially young guys. The Raptors are a very young team, pretty much. You never knew how they were going to react. But like I say, now I think they're fine. I still think they're going to win a round. And I think y'all guys are going to play the Miami Heat in the second round of the playoffs. And I'm not just saying it because I love your city. Like I say, I said in January, Toronto is the third best team in the Eastern Conference. And I said, listen, and if you go back and listen to what I said, the Washington Wizards are probably the next best team if they could ever get healthy.
Yeah.
As you see now, they're healthy. They're right there, too.
Charles Barkley here on Tim and Sid. Charles, what did you make of those crowds outside the ACC for games one and two? You ever seen anything like that?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I thought that was some of the coolest. They do that in Oklahoma City. I thought it was cool. And for you guys to do that for games one and two, I thought it was awesome, man. I mean, it was flat out awesome. And, you know, first of all, you guys know, man, you guys got an amazing city. And we as players got pissed. They took the team out of Vancouver. Because Toronto and Vancouver are really cool places to visit. And I hope they never, that would be one of the stupidest things they could ever do is move a team out of Toronto. But that crowd support is amazing.
Charles Barkley here on Tim and Sid. Go ahead, Tim.
So how come guys don't want to come up here? At least the perception is that guys don't want to come up here to play, to live.
I don't know if that's actually true. I haven't heard players really complaining. I mean, obviously there are some limitations for it. It's kind of a pain to travel back and forth for your family members and things like that. But, man, it's a great city. I mean, I haven't heard players complain about playing in Toronto. Guys were really mad when they left Vancouver.
Yeah.
But Vancouver's a great city also. But I don't think I think they just finally got they're building a much better team now. I mean, I think guys just want to win. I mean, the team hasn't won in a long time. And I think that's what really made guys not want to play there. Nobody want to play on any losing team. to be honest with you.
Agreed.
So it isn't the market. It's that they sucked for a long time.
Agreed.
That's what you're saying.
You know what? I hate to say it. They did suck for a long time.
Yeah. It's
you know,
true.
Listen, the guy Bargnani couldn't play. You know, when you get a number one pick in a draft, he has to be a good player. And it's not like Bargnani's really helping the Knicks. I don't know him. He might be a nice guy. But he's not the number one pick in the draft.
Can we give Charles horns for that, please? Thank you.
We do that often on this show, Charles, and hopefully you don't mind for a line like that.
I do not, my brother. I do not at all.
That is a compliment.
Well, we want to talk about a lot of things going on right now in the NBA with each other. But just a few more Raptors things, obviously, because we're in the Toronto market. Considering what's going on here, once the playoff run ends for the Raptors, whenever that is, the organization is going to have to make a couple of calls on guys, specifically Dwayne Casey and Kyle Lowry. Their contracts are up. What do you think of both those guys?
Well, Casey's done a fantastic job. I mean, he was in the Coach of the Year conversation. You know, if it wasn't for Greg Popovich and Jeff Hornacek, I actually think Dwayne would be in the conversation for Coach of the Year. And the situation with Lowry is going to be interesting. It depends on how much money he wants. I mean, because, listen, he's a good player. I like him a lot. He's a good player. But, when I'm a GM, I'm a firm believer that you can't overpay players. I do. I'm a firm believer. You can overpay LeBron James. You can overpay Kevin Durant. But I don't believe you got to pay guys. I think you got to make a decision. This is business, and I can't pay a guy, a good player, $15, $17 million a year. I just can't do that. And I hope I don't know Kyle Lowry. I know he's just a good player. But you have to make business decisions, man. You can't pay guys $15, $20 million if you can get guys who are comparable to them, because they kill your cap.
Right. And then limit. Well, we all know about that with Rudy Gay in this city.
My God.
we put it to the Tim and Citizens, the folks that listen to this show, to ask you a question. And I want to let you know that right now in Canada, Ask Charles, hashtag Ask Charles, is the number one trending topic in all of Canada and Toronto. The one we chose.
Okay.
John, who says, who lasts longer with their current team? LeBron James or Kevin Durant?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think what's going to be, I don't think Kevin's going to ever leave Oklahoma City because they love him and it's a great fit. Man, I think everybody in the NBA is on eggshells right now, to be honest with you, because LeBron's going to change the balance of power. Whether he stays in Miami, that's going to be with PowerPoint, or whether he goes to Cleveland or wherever he goes. I mean, he's the best player in the world. He's in his prime. He's going to probably be in his prime for another 5 years. And it's going to be very interesting, the decision he makes. I'm not even sure, because I don't think anybody knows what LeBron's going to do. You know, I really don't. He keeps everything close to the vest. I personally have always said I hope he goes back to Cleveland. Because those fans in Miami are not real fans. Those people in Cleveland are real fans. Those people in Miami are just front runners. I hope that he goes back to Cleveland, to be honest with you. But it's I don't want Kevin Durant to ever leave Oklahoma City, because that's just a perfect fit. And those fans, you know how you guys did game one and game two in Toronto? Man, we went out. They do that every game in the playoffs. It's crazy. I mean, it's unbelievable. We went out there. We alternate every year east to west, and we got to west this year. We went out there 2 years ago, and they had what you guys have for game one and two for every game of the playoffs. It is amazing. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy out there, because they don't have anything else there. They love their team. I mean, they love that team, and I hope Kevin appreciates that and understands that. But like I say, LeBron, man, it's going to be interesting what he decides to do.
I couldn't imagine Cleveland fans knocking on the door to get back into a game six of the finals.
Well, I tell
you,
I tell you, he goes back to Cleveland because all those other LeBron jerseys were burnt. They're going to make $1 billion on brand new jerseys for LeBron. Charles, staying on this topic, though, Durant, I'm with you. What is LeBron's motivation right now? He's got MVPs, he's got titles, he's got money. So what does he want?
Well, I think he wants to be in the Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan conversation. I think now it's more about him stockpiling rings. I've been in the NBA for 30 years, played for 16 years, been on television for 15 years. This guy is the most unique player we've ever seen in the NBA. I think Dirk Nowitzki is a little bit like that, a 7-foot jump shooter who guys can't guard. So he's a little unique. He's not LeBron now, but There's other guys been similar to him. But we've never had a player like LeBron James, 6'8", 260, 270, who could outrun everybody, who could outjump everybody. And I think now his mindset is, I got to win 5 or 6 rings. I personally don't believe it. I think the guy's one of the 10 greatest players I've ever seen. He's amazing. But I think his mindset, because, you know, everybody judge you by the rings, he wants to stockpile rings. And I think that's his motivation right now. I don't think he cares about money. He's got more money than God. But I think he wants to be in that company. I know he said Kobe's got 5 rings. Michael Jordan has 6 rings. But to me, he's already in that conversation.
Twitter absolutely blowing up because we have a treat. Charles Barkley joining us here on Tim and Sid. Heard word yesterday that Lance Stephenson and Evan Turner got into a fight before practice in game 1. Seems like Lance might not be the guy that you want to get into it with, but what is going on with Indiana, and can they rectify it?
You know, first of all, I can't believe that's big news. Your teammates got to fighting. If you get any jock on this show in any sport, there's always fights. You know, sometimes you get in the heat of the moment, punches are thrown. It's no big deal. I tell you what, I'm concerned about Indiana. They seem mentally fragile. I tell you what, the happiest team in the world right now is probably the Washington Wizards, because they're going to sweep the Bulls. And they're probably, first of all, they would love to see Atlanta win that series because they would beat Atlanta. But I think the fragility, how fragile the Pacers are, the Washington Wizards got to be the happiest team in the NBA right now. And I'm going to hold off judgment for the next 2 games.
Right.
I think it's important for Indiana to win the next 2 games, not 1 out of 2. Because they got a much better team than the Hawks. The Hawks should have won 1 game, best case scenario. But I'm going to hold off my judgment on Indiana and see how they do the next 2 games. Because the Hawks should not win another game against Indiana. Indiana's got a much better team. Hawks are below 500. The Hawks are below 500. There's no way that they should be competitive with the Pacers. But I want to see tonight and Saturday the Pacers' mindset. But they should beat this team pretty easily, to be honest with you.
It's Sam Mitchell was a regular on this show before he got himself a Plum television gig, but he said the players today are all studio gangsters, that none of them are old school tough. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I think what's happening between AAU and, you know, the thing that drives me crazy is, TV makes every guy a star. There's less than 5 to 7 great players in the NBA. And I'm not here to disparage. All these guys can play. They're all very good players. But when you watch television today, they're telling you every guy's a great player. And we're like, that guy's not a great player. He just gets good numbers on a bad team. That doesn't make you a great player because you average 25 points a game. That just makes you suck less than the other guys on a bad team, and they run out of plays for you.
Charles, what are we talking about here? Who's the guy who we're told is great all the time who you don't think is that great?
Who I think, James, first of all, these guys are all good players. Like you said earlier, Rudy Gay's a good player. That's it. He's a good player.
Right.
You know, people think because he makes $15-16 million a year. See, they judge you by salary now. That's the reason your team took off when they let Rudy Gay go.
Yeah.
There's a reason the Memphis Grizzlies still do well without Rudy Gay. Remember, they did well when he was there, when he was injured. Remember, they beat the Spurs in the first round of the playoffs. They made it to the conference finals when Rudy Gay was hurt. And there's a reason he goes to Sacramento, they don't do any better. James Harden's a good player also. You saw last night. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the last 2 games.
Yeah.
He's a good player. I'm not here to disparage him. He's a good player. But to act like he's a great, great player, that does him an injustice. He's a good player.
Is Dwight Howard a great player? Because I saw...
No, he's a good player.
Okay.
He's a good player. He's not a great player.
Is that where Shaq went wrong last night? Because I saw barbecue chicken was also trending across North America yesterday because Shaq was going bananas. Dwight Howard's a good player, but he's not Shaq.
He's not even in a conversation with Shaq. And Shaq thinks, Shaq thinks every big, that's one of the negatives of Shaq. He thinks every big guy can do what he does. And that's impossible.
It ain't that easy.
It's not that easy. Shaq is one of the most dominant guys ever. He looks at the game through his own eyes. He thinks that they just get a ball to the big man, he can dominate. And even when Dwight Howard was dominating last night, that's not the way the Rockets play. That was the point I was trying to make to him. That's not the way the Rockets – Dwight Howard is not the type of player you can just say, hey, get me 25 to 30 points a night. Even though he scored like the first 20 points of the game, he had 25 at halftime. He only scored 7 the second half. He's a very good player, but he's not a guy you can just dump the ball down on the box to and let him dominate every night. That's just not his game, plain and simple.
But he doesn't carry himself like that kind of guy. Let's be honest here. He walked into Houston last offseason as if he was carrying 4 rings with him.
And walked into L.A. like that.
Same deal. Like, what's wrong with Dwight Howard, Charles? What's wrong with him?
He's a good player who's a nice guy. But people want to make him a franchise player. He's not a franchise player. And listen, you can be a really good player and not be a franchise player. Dwight Howard is a really good player, but he's not a guy you can say, oh, once we got this guy, we're a legit contender. He's not that guy.
Real talk with Charles Barkley here on Tim and Sid. You've been very generous with your time. We play a game on the show called Cut or Uncut, where we give each other a situation and you respond with cut, which is bad, or uncut, which is okay. Like cut or uncut Vince Carter's jersey being retired in Toronto. I say cut. My co-host says uncut. Would you play?
Uncut is good?
Uncut is good. Cut is bad.
Vince Carter's jersey should be retired. Uncut.
Uncut. It should be retired.
Yes.
All right. Andrew Wiggins will be a multiple-time All-Star. Cut or uncut?
It's too early for me to answer that question.
All right, you can pass. No problem.
Pass. Listen, my number one criteria, I hate these guys leaving school after 1 year.
Right.
But I want to see them play in the NBA. I can't judge them against college players. That does a disjustice to the NBA to think that just because a guy was a solid player in college, he's going to come to the NBA. So I need to see Andrew Wiggins play against NBA players before I can make that decision.
All right, that's a pass.
That's a pass. All right, Charles, cut or uncut, a team having confetti go off in an arena after their first playoff victory of the year, which happened in Game 2 with the ACC. Cut or uncut?
I got to cut that.
Cut or uncut, Drake using a lint brush on his pants during play while sitting courtside.
Got to cut that. Who carries a lint brush with them?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
I've never left my house and said, let me grab that lint brush.
Me either. Cut or uncut, Masai Ujiri being fined 25 G's for saying bleep Brooklyn.
Uncut. I love that.
Cut or
uncut. I love that. I thought that was so awesome. Listen, clearly they had to fine him.
Right.
I understand that. But I thought that was awesome, especially in that environment. I thought that was awesome. So I understood why they signed him, but that was an uncut in my book.
Cut or uncut, Herschel Walker at 52 saying he can play in the NFL now.
Cut.
Cut or uncut, calling you Chuck the first time we talked to you.
I got love for you guys. I'm gonna uncut that one.
Thank God, nervous.
Chuck. Thank God, Chuck. I was so nervous.
And cut or uncut, our mayor, Rob Ford.
Oh, I'm uncutting him. I want to hang with him. It's
on. And that's the problem.
Listen, one thing about me, you guys know I like to have fun. That guy likes to have fun.
Yeah.
I want to uncut with the mayor Ford.
All right. Maybe we could, if you come up, we can hook it up, okay?
Let's do it, man.
And I want to go out with that party because I think I'd have fun, too.
I guarantee you we're going to have fun. I guarantee
that would be the best celebrity golf tournament ever. That'd be a good time.
A distinct pleasure for us. Really appreciate you you being so generous with your time and coming on with us today.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I want to give a shout out. You know, I met a great friend of mine who passed away up in Mississauga a long time ago, a guy named Chris Bundy. Was one of my great friends in the world. He hooked me up in Toronto. I had to go up there during the summer and hang out with him and found out what an amazing city y'all had. And I want to give a shout out to my girl, Chris Simpson, who set this up, man. She's the best. And y'all take care of my boy, Rod Black, up there. And I'll see you guys this summer.
We'll try our best.
All right, take care, Chuck. We can call him Chuck.
All right, man, good luck. To make me look like I know what I'm talking about now. We're in this series.
We'll do our best. We'll make some phone calls, Chuck. We'll do what we can.
I appreciate it.